On the show today, we have Ox's President and CEO, Doug Burke, on the program talking about the organization's 30th anniversary. Yes, 30 years of serving credit unions, and they are doing a stellar job at that. So we had Doug to come on and talk about all the great things they've been doing over the years. Yeah, we covered a lot of ground here with Doug, so I hope you guys check it out. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our show. And on today's program, we are celebrating an anniversary, if you will, with the fine folks at Ox. And in the midst, we have Mr. Doug Burke from Ox, President and CEO. Doug, how are you, sir?
Doing fantastic this afternoon. How about yourself, Mike?
Doing well. And congrats again on the 30th anniversary. You guys were founded way back in 1990. Should I say way back in 1992?
I know,
that doesn't seem that long ago, really, you know?
It doesn't. You're absolutely right. 1992.
But a lot has happened in those 30 years for sure. And so I'm just going to ask you the basic question right up front here. So how does it feel to reach this milestone? Because, you know, 30 years, that's a validation that you guys are doing something right over these years.
Yeah, you know, we think about the 30 years, and, you know, back then, 30 years wasn't on our radar. It's like, oh, let's get this going, and we'll be, you know, 10 years, 20, 30 years, whatever. I mean, we just trying to get it off the ground. So it feels great to, you know, actually have achieved that over that 30-year period, and we're here today. So that's awesome.
Right on. So what do you attribute Ox's longevity of success to? What do you attribute that to? Because, I mean, anytime, especially in these days when things are happening, you know, at the speed of light, you know, anytime you can say, hey, we've been doing this for 30 years, that's a real accomplishment. So what do you guys attribute your longevity to?
You know, I think the longevity is to what we started with in the beginning, and that's a collaborative partnership framework with the credit unions that we were working with, and that created a strong and solid foundation. I mean, if we didn't have that support and the group effort, you know, I don't believe we would be here having this call today.
Yeah.
But I think it's a combination of the like-minded credit union leaders, as well as over the years, a strong board, the leadership from the board of directors, a fantastic staff, because I can't do it by myself. And, you know, we've had great people over those 30 years. And then at the end of the day, we have to have a product that meets the credit union needs. You know, if you don't have something anybody wants, well, you know, you're not going to get very far. So I think it's a recipe of all those type things.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely a total team effort. And then the product itself, I think it all kind of, it's the recipe for success that you guys have really done well on. So let's step back a little bit here and then let's dive into the history here. So how have you guys evolved over the last 30 years to continue meeting the credit union's ever changing needs? And my gosh, have we seen a lot of changes in the last three decades?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Well, you know, it started with the need 30 years ago. And, you know, probably in 1990, 91, credit union CEOs were coming together and said, hey, there's this thing called shared branching. I mean, if there's a collaborative shining star in the industry, I think that's one of those. And it's not just you and I can get together and say, hey, let's go do it. It really needs everybody coming together to make it work. So I think you know, that was one of the biggest pieces, is, you know, kicking it off with that. And then over the years, it's just trying to, you know, not have the status quo. Shared branching was there in 92 and it's still there in 2022. But we've also looked into other, you know, products and services, and, you know, have used a formal research and development initiatives, working with our credit unions to vet out new ideas. So it's we weren't satisfied with, you know, we had a success with share branching, but we felt that there was other opportunities that we could leverage the leadership and the credit unions and the collaborative environment. And so that's what we've tried to do over those 30 years.
Yeah. I mean, and going back to shared branching, I mean, that, talk about a truly unique business model for the credit union industry. I mean, name another industry that really, I mean, I'm sure there's others that do something similar, but really when you look at it, it's like, name another industry that does something like that. My gosh. I mean, talk about cooperation, collaboration, all those buzzwords that we talk about day in and day out. And you guys did it well. So yeah, that's just a really cool thing about the industry.
Yeah, so our partnership with Co-op there and, you know, 1,800 credit unions. So, you know, trying to get 1,800 credit unions today to agree on anything is pretty tough, but that was unique. And they have, they did then and they continue today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a pretty big asset for our industry for sure. Can you share maybe a couple of challenges maybe you guys that have experienced along the way? Because, I mean, again, we keep going back. How many changes have taken place over the last 30 years? I mean, we could say that in the last 5 years, how many changes have taken place. But can you share a couple of challenges and then how you guys persevered and even rose above those challenges?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think we've all have heard the term, you know, fail fast.
Yeah.
Well, we've had our share, you know, we've had the bones and bruises and the scabs. You know, we've worked with our credit unions and we've looked at, you know, does marketing make sense? Mm-hmm. We've ventured into IT support, insurance. Some of those never launched. You know, it's like great idea. You start getting into the depth of it and realize either the economies of scale aren't there, it's not profitable. Maybe there's not enough support. Other areas we launched, assuming we had those things, and it just never materialized. Yeah. So, and we've definitely have had our share of, you know, the starts and stops. But I think, you know, that's what it takes sometimes to find those successes and those nuggets is you got to trip and fail on, you know, from time to time.
Yeah. If you didn't venture down a few of those roads, you may have not have discovered something else. So I always think there's a learning experience in everything, even the failures. And as long as you do them fast and you learn from them and then you can grow from there, I actually think it's kind of an asset, really. So, I mean, and what company who hasn't been around for 30 years hasn't experienced a few things like that, right?
Well, we definitely learn from it. There's no doubt, you know, I guess shame on us if we trip and fall and fail a few times and we just rinse and repeat the same thing again.
Yeah. No doubt. Well, let's look at the opposite side of that spectrum there. And can you share a few highlights that you guys have experienced over the years as well?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think it's interesting. Like I said, we started in 1992 and we, as an organization, trying to do the development work, and we were going to launch share branching in 1993. But most people don't realize is we actually got into the ATM business, ATM network business in 1992.
Oh, wow. And
what happened there is a lot of the bank mergers that were happening in the late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah.
It culminated in the Colorado and specifically the Denver market with the Wells Fargo's and other bigger banks.
Mm-hmm.
And almost within just overnight, within a month, a lot of our credit unions were used to sharing ATM deposits with each other. And all of a sudden, one of those big banks said, hey, we're not going to do that anymore. Well, realistically, share branching is an ATM network, and you've taken away the automation and you've put a teller in there.
Right.
So we went ahead and kind of traversed and pivoted and actually launched an ATM network that we called CU Link in 92 and actually developed relationships with, you know, it's now Chase, but Bank One and others to kind of cobble back together what the credit unions have lost.
Oh, wow.
We had that from 92 until we merged it into Co-op the end of 1999. So, you know, that was a success that we had that, you know, wasn't planned and different. And then, you know, the launch of share branching itself the year later. And here we are, you know, 30 years later, and that's still going strong. And in between, we've launched our back office services, which is, you know, the accounting, the compliance, and most recently, our data analytics platform mm-hmm. called Query. So, mm-hmm. you know, we've had various stages of success over the years. I'm very proud of that.
Yeah, no doubt. You guys have done a great job of that. And let's switch to the future. Let's look ahead a little bit here. So what do you see on the horizon that credit unions will need to be aware of? And then dovetail that with how Ox can help out in those areas, because there's a lot on the horizon. I think that's a full-time job, is just looking at the horizon these days. So what do you see out there, and then how can Ox come in and help out?
Well, you know, first, if we look at share branching, credit unions are pivoting and changing. Everybody knows with COVID, the digital transformation, and, you know, members are going more and more digital.
Yeah.
And so we're looking at it saying share branching's got to adapt and adjust as well. There'll still continue to be the in-person transactions, but I think there's going to start to be more self-service delivery, you know, mm-hmm. going to a ATM on steroids, things of that nature that can do more than the traditional ATM today. But I think it's also reducing friction for not only the member, but for the staff doing things like a digital ID authentication. Yeah. You know, how can we authenticate members so to either make it easier or also reduce the fraud that can be associated with it? So we can't leave shared branching alone saying, hey, we've had success and move on. We got to continue to nurture that. But then in the back office services, we need to continue to nurture those as well. Our outsourced accounting, it just continues to expand and grow. You know, years ago when we started it about 2017, it was very limited what we could do for a credit union. Today we can do, you know, full outsourced accounting from, you know, the daily operations all the way to financials and everything in between. So, and then we've rolled out a CFO program just last year. Mm-hmm. Some credit unions have their day-to-day stuff really good. They just may need some consultation on some of the higher level stuff. So we launched that. And then, you know, we've got a lot of work to do on the query data analytics platform. I don't think that ever ends. No. I mean, every time you turn around, somebody's going to say, can it do this? I want this. I want to analyze that. I'd like to, can you slice the data like, you know, in this particular view? So that will always keep us busy. And then lastly, I think we keep our eyes open for future opportunities. I mean, the things I just listed years ago didn't exist, and right. We found an opportunity to move forward with them. And I think we continue to, you know, talk to our credit unions, they talk to us and say, you know, this looks like an opportunity that we ought to consider working on together. Mm-hmm. So I think we always keep that eye on the future as well.
Yeah, it's great that you guys have that kind of collaborative environment as well, where the credit unions can come to you and go, hey, this is what we're seeing based on our members' behavior, because they take that and then they kind of associate it with what they do, and then they can kind of bring it to you, and you guys can put it in your laboratories, so to speak, and come up with something really cool to help them out. So yeah, it's kind of cool, that whole process, how that works. And lastly here, what advice would you give other companies so they too can experience 30 more years of success? You know, because I mean, obviously, you guys have been around for a long time for a reason. You guys are doing something. You guys are doing a lot right. Not something right. You're doing a lot right for credit unions out there. And so what advice would you have for other organizations that are looking to have the longevity that you guys have had?
I think, you know, the first one is you got to be meeting a need. You know, kind of the field of dreams, build it and they will come. And if everybody's like, you know, it's a great idea, but it has nothing to do with us. I mean, it's got to, you know, ultimately it's got to translate either to the credit unions or ultimately down to the member level and say, hey, this is something they need. So yeah. There's got to be that need. And then I think number two is you got to be surrounded by great leaders. Mm-hmm. You got to be having people that, you know, have the leadership, the vision that says, hey, you know, we have a nugget, it's just an idea, and we need to see it through to its fruition. And how are we going to nurture it and grow it? So you need those people along that journey. And then there's the great staff. You know, you have to find people that can actually deliver it. I mean, if you have a great idea, but you can't, you know, actually get it out in the marketplace, it doesn't matter. So I think you got to have the great staff along the way. And then, you know, sprinkled through all that, you got to have a passion for it. You know, there's got to be the dream, the passions, the energy behind it to deliver it. Otherwise, it can just be more status quo. So I think that goes with the leadership and the staff. They have to have that passion and belief in what they're doing.
Well, and that, I'm glad you brought that up, because that passion is really infectious in a good way, because it spreads from the top down or even the bottom up, you know, and when you have that, that's really the fuel that gets you guys to really do things and excel in those areas. So yeah, I'm so glad you brought up that passion part. So this is so important. You gotta believe. So yeah.
I don't know. Maybe that's the secret sauce everybody needs.
Well, it's hard not to be passionate in this industry when you have so many good people doing so much good in the world right now. So it's really cool to see that. And that, that kind of fuels a lot of people's passion, just that alone. And it's like, what can we do to keep this train going at full speed? So yeah. And you guys are right there lockstep with that. So good stuff. Oh my gosh, Doug, this is a great conversation. And again, congratulations again on 30 years of just doing a bunch right for credit unions out there. Anything else to wrap up here? Any final words of wisdom here?
No, Mike, you know, it's been a great ride for the 30 years, and we're going to keep charging ahead, and I, you know, we'll see where it takes us.
That's right. Well, here's another 30 years for sure. And who knows what's on the horizon? My gosh, exciting times indeed. And you guys are right there on the front of it. So good stuff. All right, Doug, well, I'll let you get back at it. Appreciate the time as always. And congratulations again, AUX celebrating its 30th anniversary. Well done, sir.
Thank you, Mike.